So you have the debate coming up this Saturday. Now, this won't be a complete beat-up Carly bit. It'll be a debate bit. So we'll kind of include a little bit of everyone. So remember, Saturday is the big ABC debate. I think it's ABC. Or is it CBS? I don't remember which one it is. I think it's ABC. I think it's ABC. But we'll talk about it a little bit more as it gets closer, which would be tomorrow. So you have this debate in New Hampshire. It will be, of course, whittled down. You won't have Rand Paul. You won't have Santorum. You won't have Hubby. Now, Santorum was on the kids' table. Huckabee was on the main stage. Rand Paul was on the main stage. And this debate is not going to have an undercard. This debate is not going to have an undercard. Now, remember, this is the first debate for the Republicans on national TV. Now, I told you all the concept behind Trump's boycotting of the Iowa debate. And I told you all the scenarios. Remember? This is the Rubik's Cube of scenarios. Him attending, you had one outcome. And now with everything that's coming out, that outcome was going to be basically fixed regardless. I mean, Trump had no chance of winning. And we'll go through that after this segment. But remember, there was only one outcome. Show up, do the debate. Everybody beats each other up. Moderators beat them up. Go to the spin room, talk about the next day, move on. But that Rubik's Cube and the many outcomes, the plethora of outcomes were on the table. And one of those outcomes would be huge ratings for the next debate. So Trump skips this debate. Their numbers take a huge hit. We documented it. We talked about it. It's a fact. Remember, first Fox debate, which, of course, the first debate, everybody's curious, is going to do the biggest numbers. First Fox debate, 25 million. Second debate, which is on CNN, 24 million. In between the CNN debate and the next Fox debate, you had lower tiered networks, CNBC and Fox Business. Both of them I could hardly find on my channel guide. I literally had to go on Comcast website and go, where the hell's Fox Business? Okay, it's impossible to find. It's not even in every home in America. So inherently, the numbers are going to be lower. The next time the debate goes to CNN, the numbers take a dip, but still hit 18 million. So one would assume the next Fox debate would be in that range. Well, no Trump means no numbers. So that Fox debate does 12 million. That is lower. Yes, one would expect it not to be 25, but one would expect it to be in the range of the last CNN debate, which is 18 million. So with my Rubik's Cube spinning outcome, you now have a debate set for Saturday night on network TV. So everybody has access to it. If you don't have cable, doesn't matter. If you got rabbit ears, you can watch the debate. Trump wasn't at the last one. He'll be at this one. You have all that controversy going on with Iowa. You're going to have him going after Ted Cruz. You're going to have Chris Christie going after the boy in the bubble, Marco Rubio. You're going to have Jeb Bush going after everybody. This debate could possibly do 30 million views. This debate could possibly do 30 million views. This debate can be beyond huge, because if Trump hammers Cruz and the ratings are huge, he's slam dunking New Hampshire. Because remember, Hampshire's Tuesday. You got Monday to talk about it. So if the ratings are huge Saturday, boom, Rubik's Cube scenario. Everyone's going to say, look at the numbers. Look what happened. He's a ratings getter. And if he just blasts Cruz, like just knocks his ding-dong right back up his mouth. You could say that, can't you, on the air? Ding-dong? I don't know. If we were on KFI, would I have gotten the bleep? Would I have gotten the dump button? Ding dong? They would have done it again. Ding dong. Huge numbers. If he beats the crap out of Cruz, Monday, everybody will talk about it. Everybody will analyze it. Everybody will go, look at the numbers. Look what he did. Here are the clips. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Tuesday, people go into a booth the traditional way, not this caucus way, not this, oh, you eight people in that corner, you're losers. You support Martin O'Malley. You nine people in that corner, you're a loser. This, that, boom, bang, bang. I talked about this yesterday. My mouth was, I was speechless. Watching these precinct captains stand up and go, I just want to say, if you want your country this, if you want a conservative, you vote for Ted Cruz. Yay! I mean, what the hell's going on here? It literally looked like Middle Eastern elections involving the Muslim Brotherhood. I mean, that's when you see television clips in the Middle East and they're voting and they got machetes and they're hitting themselves in the head and they're screaming. That's what it looked like. It's not democracy. It's not walking into a booth, casting a secret ballot and walking out. People standing up, you vote this, what the hell's this? It's insane. So this debate is huge. This debate is everything. And there's a criteria. Okay, there's a criteria. Let's face it. If you didn't finish in the top five, top six in Iowa, where are you going? Where are you going? And if you're not in the top five or six in the New Hampshire polls, come on, where are you going? If you're not in the top five or six in the South Carolina polls, come on, where are you going? And I'm being generous. I'm being generous. If you're not in that range, you have no business being on the stage. And lo and behold, Carly Fiorina is whining. She's whining. She sent a letter to the Republican National Committee requesting that she be included in the next GOP debate, which is Saturday. She wants on that stage. Because once Huckabee and Santorum and Rand Paul, they're gone. So basically, the two people you have left, which should not be in the race, they should be out. But I think their egos, won't let them, and that's Fiorina and Gilmore. So Fiorina says, hey, we should be on that stage. She wrote in the letter, we beat Christie and we beat Kasich in Iowa. And our campaign has the same number of delegates as Bush and Kasich. And Christie has zero. We're ahead of Dr. Carson in New Hampshire polling. You can't exclude a woman. I mean, it's like a whole woman card. It's the whole woman card now. The thing that she says you cannot do, the thing she says is wrong for Hillary Clinton to do, the thing that she says is wrong for anybody to do. And that's give somebody something, elect somebody, anything based on gender, based on race. And here she is. Carly Fiorina, whining and crying. Saying she should be on this stage because ultimately she's a woman. And how can you have a debate and exclude the only woman from that debate? And Mitt Romney, he jumps on the bandwagon. What the hell's going on? Seriously. What the hell's going on? That's almost as bad as Jeb Bush yesterday. You all seen that video, Jeb Bush. He's at a rally. Well, if you want to call, 75 people a rally. And, he's got his little canned speech. He's got, like, the points he wants to make. And, of course, there's points where the voice will grow and get ready for applause lines or laughter. You know, it's all baked in. So he builds up and then delivers his big, you know, and then this is why I'll do this and this. And everybody just sits there and he goes, can you please clap? He says, can you please clap? Can you please clap? Can you please clap? Sophia Arena, crying and whining and using the woman card is almost as bad. Jeb Bush begging people to clap. Oh, man, it was hilarious. Yeah. Please clap. That's what he says. Please clap. So, will Fiorina, will she get on the debate stage? We got a few days. Remember, tomorrow's Friday. So you got the rest of today. Then you got Friday. And then you got the morning of the morning of Saturday. You remember when Trump wasn't at the Fox debate? They were calling him. They were calling him up till a half hour before the debates. They were calling him so they could put a podium up there quick. So will Fiorina's whining? Will her whining make the RNC put her on that stage? What do you guys think? Will her whining that insufferable voice she gonna make it on that stage? Because hey, you got Mitt Romney. You got Mitt Romney. And Mitt Romney didn't even hide the woman card. Hey, ABC, put Carly Fiorina on the debate stage. She got more Iowa votes than John and Chris. Don't exclude the only woman. You gotta don't exclude the only woman. Don't do it. Don't exclude the only woman. How do we do this? Huh? How do we do this? As a party, we rally against this type of stuff. We do. We rally against this type of stuff. We rally against... That's why Mitt Romney's he's a loser. All right? He's a loser. Remember that. Remember, he's a loser. So there's my two cents. Let's see if Fiorina, let's see if she gets on this. Let's see if her whining gets on the stage. Whining. Mwah. arena. Horrible.